Remarks of the President to the CIA Orientation Class, Washington, D.C., 21 November 1952.
I don't presume to introduce the Commander-in-Chief to a group of officers who consider themselves his personal and loyal staff. I do, however, take this occasion to remind you and the President, if he's forgotten it, that if it had not been for him, there wouldn't be any Central Intelligence Agency. Mr. President.
Appreciative of the privilege that General Smith has offered me to come over here and make a few remarks to this organization. I'm naturally very much interested in it. When I became president, if you don't mind my reminiscing a little bit, there was no concentration of information for the benefit of the president. Each department and each organization had its own information service. And that information service was walled off from every other service in such a manner that whenever it was necessary for the president to have information, he had to send to two or three departments to get it, and then he'd have to have somebody to do a little digging to get it. The affairs of the presidential office, so far as information was concerned, were in such a shape that it was necessary for me when I took over the office to read a stack of documents that high, and it took me about 3 months to get caught up. There were only two people around the White House who knew really what was going on in the military affairs department, and that was Admiral Leahy and Admiral Brown. I would talk to them every morning and try to get all the information I could, and finally one morning I had a conversation with Admiral Leahy and suggested to him that there should be a Central Intelligence Agency for the benefit of the whole government, as well as for the benefit of the president, so he could be informed. And the Admiral and I proceeded to try to work out a program. It's worked very successfully. We have an information service now that I think is not inferior to any in the world. We have the Central Intelligence Agencies and all the intelligence and information agencies of all the rest of the departments of the government are coordinated by that Central Intelligence Agency, and that puts the information of the FBI and all the rest of these agencies that are of vital importance to the president and his having to know what is going on everywhere at home and abroad, so that he can intelligently act on not only on legislation, but he can also intelligently act on the decisions that are necessary to keep the departments and the government running. I don't think that anyone realizes the immensity of the problems that face a president of the United States. It was my privilege a few days ago to brief the general who's going to take over the office on the 20th day of January, and he was rather appalled at what it is necessary for the president to know in order to reach decisions, even domestic decisions. He must know exactly what is implied by what he does. The president makes a decision every day that can affect anywhere from 100 million to 1.5 billion people. It's a tremendous responsibility. I don't think any of you realize the position in which your great country is at this day and in this day and age. We're at the top and the leader of the free world. Something that we didn't anticipate, something that we didn't want to do, but something that's been forced on us. It's a responsibility which we should have assumed in 1920. We did not assume it then. We had to assume it. We have to assume it now because it's again been thrust on us, and it's our duty under heaven to continue that leadership in the manner that, if possible, if we can possibly do it, to prevent a third world war, which will mean the end of civilization. The weapons of destruction now have become so powerful and so terrible that we can't even think of another all-out war. It would then bring into the war not only the fighting men, the people who were trained as fighters, but the whole civilian population of every country involved would be more thoroughly exposed to death and destruction than with the man on the front. That's what we have to think about, and that's why you're in existence. You are the intelligence arm that keeps the executive informed so he can make decisions, hoping always that they will be in the public interest for his own country, and hoping always that it will save the free world from involvement with the totalitarian countries in an all-out war. A terrible thing to contemplate. I don't know whether any of you done much thinking about it. Those of you who are deep in the intelligence, in the Central Intelligence Agency, know what goes on around the world, know what is necessary for the president to know every morning. I'm briefed every day of the world on everything that takes place from one end of the world to the other, all the way around by the poles and the other way. It's necessary. You make that contribution for the welfare and benefit of your government. I came over here to tell you how appreciative I am of the service which I receive as the chief executive of the greatest nation in the history of the world. You may not know it, but the presidential office is the most powerful office that's ever existed in the history of this great world of ours. Genghis Khan or Napoleon Bonaparte or Louis XIV or any of the rest of the great Napoleon Bonaparte or any of the other great leaders and executives of the world can't even cast a shadow to what the president himself is responsible for when he makes a decision. It's an office that is without parallel in the history of the world. That's the principal reason why I am so anxious that it be a continuing proposition and that the successor to me and the successor to him can carry on as if no election had ever taken place. That's the prospect that we are faced with now. I am giving this president, this new president, more information than any other president ever had when he went into office. You gentlemen are and ladies are contributing to that ability of mine to be able to do that. I'm extremely thankful to you. I think this is one good thing. Some of you have found out just exactly what a tremendous organization intelligence has to be in this day and age. You can't run a government without it. Keep up the good work. And when my successor takes over, I want you to give him just the same loyal service that you've given me, and then the country will go forward as it should. Thank you very much.